Dr. Sabirkanian office note on patient Erika Hill, E-R-Y-K-A-H, Hill, H-I-L-L. Date of birth 7/14/1998. Date of service 2/20/2025. Preparatory of the patient is 26-year-old female who is referred to see me by Dr. Pont, P-O-N-D-T, for evaluation of polycystic kidney disease, period paragraph. The patient is 26-year-old, has history of hypertension, on and off, had been on multiple medications before, including amlodipine, which gave her leg swelling, and lisinopril, which gave her angioedema, and losartan, which she did not take for the last 2 years. Next, fatty liver disease. Next, polycystic kidney disease recently diagnosed by renal ultrasound, period, paragraph. Family history, father had polycystic kidney disease, had a kidney transplant, died in 2020 from heart attack. Mother, unknown medical history, brother also has polycystic kidney disease. Allergy, she's allergic to amlodipine, lisinopril, as mentioned above. Social history, patient is single, no, she lives with a partner, she has no kids of her own, no smoking, very rare alcohol use, no drug use. She works as a lab manager at Beta Medical Center. Past surgical history includes left upper extremity, a fracture repair, and IUD placement and exchange. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems reveals recurrent headaches, bitemporal, sometimes occipital in the morning, on and off. She has no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting. She does have recurrent intermittent epistaxis with bouts of high blood pressure. She does report a history of left flank pain radiating to her abdominal area, on and off, period. She has no constipation. She does not have any urinary symptomatology. She does have amenorrhea. Her last menstrual period was 8 years ago. Trace edema in the lower extremities is reported. She does report to me short attention span and forgetfulness. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received a total of 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapies, period paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active toilet and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid debris bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no deep paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds, all regular rate and rhythm. Normal as well as 2, no murmurs heard, no friction, bird lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no dead neuro, skin, she does have a malar skin rash over her face. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations, no labs available to me. I have a renal ultrasound that shows the following. Abdominal ultrasound shows fatty liver. Right kidney size is 12.8 centimeter with 4 cysts on the right side. Simple. Left kidney is 12.3 centimeter with 3 cysts. One of them is complex. Period. Paragraph. Assessment of level 1, polycystic kidney disease. We are going to assess kidney function and assess for proteinuria. And we'll follow along going forward. Next, hypertension and control. We're going to start patient on olmesartan 20 milligram daily and monitor her blood pressure and make sure to control it. Next, headaches. Patient will be screened for brain aneurysm, given her history of polycystic kidney disease. I'd like to check her kidney function prior to giving her IV contrast, however, period. Next diagnosis, fatty liver disease. Patient was advised to lose weight, at least 10%. And we're going to assess her fibrosis degree by blood testing, period. Next diagnosis, obesity. Patient was advised to lose weight, period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see her back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further planning. I'll keep you updated on her progress and we'll report. Thanks. CC Dr. Rochelle Pond, P-O-N-D-T.